creating and absorbing time. So now what? We have three different choices of detectors, but now we have to figure out what we can do to speed up or slow down the flow of time. Kozarev found that ice melting, liquid evaporation, dissolution of substances in water, and even plant withering would speed up the flow of time, or create time, as Kozarev called it. Furthermore, the contrary processes, such as cooling of bodies and water freezing, will absorb time, thus causing the flow of time to slow down in a tiny but measurable way. This gives even more proof for the idea that the flow of time is actually responsible for building and maintaining physical matter. When matter starts breaking apart, when a piece of ice melts, a liquid evaporates, a substance dissolves in water, or a plant dies, it gives off some of the energy stored within it. We already saw Dr. Fritz Albert Popp strike living DNA with a chemical that made it unwind and die. And in the process, it released a burst of photons. I also suggested that the photons were not the only energy we should be looking at. Currents in the source field are also being released at the same time, causing effects Kozarev could measure in the laboratory. This is such a central point that it does require more explanation. When matter breaks down, the tight little circuits of coherent energy that have been spinning along on the quantum level suddenly burst free. This creates a ripple, a sudden release of energy and movement in the source field. Then, as Kozarev discovered, time speeds up in that immediate area as all that energy flows out. On the other hand, when the source field is spiraling into an area to increase coherence, making matter more organized, time slows down in the surrounding outside region. The flow in that outside area now behaves like the outer edge of a whirlpool, where the water moves more slowly than it normally would if the vortex wasn't there. In the case of Berlikov's fish egg experiment, where older fish eggs seemed to be sucking the life force out of the younger ones, we can now see that there is no cruelty involved by the hand of nature. The older eggs are simply absorbing more source field energy than the weaker eggs by their nature, creating a stronger, faster vortex. This naturally draws energy away from the slower, weaker vortex of energy flowing into the younger eggs. As Kozarev discovered, this temporary slowdown in the flow of time starts happening when an object cools down, thus making its quantum movement less chaotic and more coherent, which in turn draws in more source field energy. Water freezes, causing more coherent crystals to form. A life form, such as a plant, grows, increasing the coherence as new cells are formed. Or crystals form out of a liquid solution. So again, any time we're seeing crystallization and growth, these processes absorb energy from the source field, and time moves more slowly in the surrounding area. This is obviously a whole new way of thinking about things. It's strange to think of a decrease in heat as actually drawing an increase in the flow of the source field, since we're used to thinking of an increase in heat as an increase in energy. In this case, there appears to be an inverse relationship between the level of heat and the amount of source field flow, or at least the amount of coherence we find in the source field. Heat destroys coherence by increasing the amount of random, chaotic movement at the quantum level. Here are some of the things Kozarev found that could change the flow of time in his laboratory, one way or the other, creating measurable ripples in the source field, much like waves moving through a body of water. The bending, breaking, or deforming of a physical object. Shooting a burst of air at an object. Operating an hourglass filled with sand. Friction. Burning. Any object or surface absorbing light. heating, or cooling an object. Phase transitions in substances, frozen to liquid, liquid to vapor, etc. Dissolving and mixing substances. Running electrical current through a wire. The actions of an observer, such as a movement of the head. The fading death of plants. Sudden changes in human consciousness. In one case, simply lifting a 10-kilogram weight up and down would create a ripple in the flow of time, a wave, that could be measured 2 to 3 meters away. This is just like what we would see if we were raising and lowering the weight underwater. There would be ripples we could then measure at a distance. Sometime after I first read about this in 1999, I realized that this meant the source field, which exists all throughout space and time, must behave like a fluid. And this became the key to solving the mysteries of sacred geometry, as we will soon see, not to mention the pyramids. Kozarev found that these ripples could travel right through solid brick walls as if they weren't even there. This has led most Russian scientists to conclude that the flow of time has a much closer relationship with gravity than it does electromagnetism, as I said before. Electromagnetic energy can be shielded, but the force of gravity holds you down equally as well inside a brick building or a lead-lined cage as it does outside.